This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Pre-game show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on! Oh, yes, it is the pre-game show. I am Joe Spadoni. What a week four in the NFL, which will all culminate tonight at Levi's Stadium. 49ers, Rams, gotta have a game for both teams. And we're going to have all the coverage right here all day on 95.7 The Game. You got me. You got Bonte and Shatsky coming up in about, T-minus 59 minutes. Followed by them. You got Willard and Dibs live at the Hilton in Santa Clara. They will hand it off to Steiny and Goo, Damon and Ratto, all the way leading up to kickoff. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting, exciting day here at 95.7 The Game. It's going to be all 49ers. All pregame. Don't go anywhere. This is where you want to be. We got all the NFL talk. Man, what a weekend. Got the London game early. I was up and at them. I'm up anyways. Shout out 2-year-olds. Check that. 3-year-old. Young Benjamin just turned 3 recently. Happy birthday, Benny. So I was already up. They don't call him Kirk Clutchins for nothing, am I right? Oh, that was terrible. Give myself a 2. It's a Monday. We're allowed to have bad jokes. But all eyes will be on the 49ers and Rams tonight in Santa Clara. And this is a huge one. This is huge. The 49ers, if you don't win this, you're in last place. All the other NFC West teams have won. The Rams, they handle their business against the Fighting Dan Campbells, Cardinals. They look like they've got a little bit on track, maybe. Panthers stink. That was just a really bad quarterback watch, to be honest. That Cardinals-Panthers matchup. Ugh. But thank you, Kyler, for the 20 points in fantasy. I will take it. But this is a gotta-have-a-game for the 49ers. You do not want to go 2 games under 500. You want to stay either 1 game above or below. That's the threshold for me. That's what I'm looking at. Hover around 500, and I think you could sneak your way into the playoffs towards the end of the year. Because this is not a good NFC. If there is anything we do know through 4 weeks of the NFL, the NFC is not very good. It's just not. Got a lot of bad teams and a lot of bad quarterback play. I already mentioned 2 of the quarterbacks that have not been playing well. You got Carson Wentz over in Washington. They look shot. Justin Fields and the Bears, they're not very good. You got Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, the Giants. They're 3-1. But they're not very good. Jared Goff. They could score. That Detroit team scores more points than anybody, but they're 1-3. So this is a gotta-have-it game if you're San Francisco 49ers Kyle Shanahan. Especially against Sean McVay. A guy who hasn't won in Santa Clara since 2018. If you want to weigh in, it's 888-957-9570. Also, the Comcast Business Text Line, always open, 888-957-9570. It's a lot to get into. Got a short amount of time to do it, so I'm excited. I feel like guru today. It's Monday Night Football. Seems like the juice is back with this broadcast. You got Buck, you got Aikman. You got your rivals, Sean McVay, Los Angeles Rams. Anytime the team is from Los Angeles, it's always a rival. Don't get it twisted. Always a rival. And that, especially what happened in the playoffs last year. That's where rivalries become real, is in the playoffs. And right now, Sean McVay's got the edge. 1-0, Shanny. He's got the edge. I don't care about all the regular season games. Those meant nothing. It was the biggest game of the playoffs last year, and this guy won. I want some revenge tonight in Santa Clara. I want some revenge. Sean McVay is 3-7 all-time against Shanahan and the 49ers in regular season. 3-7. Gotta win this one. You gotta have it. And there's a lot of matchups I'm looking forward to tonight. That 49ers D-line. Against that Rams offensive line. Not a very good O-line this year for the Los Angeles Rams. So I'm looking at Nick Bosa to feast like he usually does on Monday Night Football. I want the rookie to get involved. Drake Jackson. Armstead. Is he even going to play? He was out last week. So we got a lot to get to there. The Rams D-line. This is a storyline I don't think is talking about as much. No Trent Williams in this game. And it feels like we're sort of just like poo-pooing it because we've seen Shanahan in the past, you know, mix and match these offensive linemen. Okay. Yeah, sure. You got Aaron Donald, but you know what? I got scheme. I could get around this. And they've done well against him. Don't get me wrong. They've done well. But this year is not last year. You can't think like that. So no Trent Williams, and you got a generational talent on the other side in Aaron Donald. And don't sleep on Leonard Floyd. Bobby Wagner. 49ers fans, you know him well up in Seattle. He's a Ram now. That guy seems to get a sack at key moments every single time. Especially against Jimmy Garoppolo. It just feels like he sees him so well. Right? He might leak out into the middle of the field. Jimmy doesn't see the linebacker. Boom. Pick. He's seen that a lot. So both teams' D-lines against the O-lines. That's obvious, right? I want this offense to get going for the 49ers. I'm looking at these receivers. I need Deebo Samuel. I need Ayuk. I need George Kittle. I need all these guys to start stepping up. And that goes without saying for the quarterback, who only put up 10 freaking points against the Denver Broncos last week. That loss is looking worse, by the way. So is that Bears one. I think I saw Chris Biederman, sack B. He tweeted that out. Those losses not looking good so far for the 49ers. They weren't good at the time. Don't get it twisted. But at least last week, you can think, okay, it's a really elite defense for the 49ers. Check that for the Broncos. And the 49ers, you know, just didn't have a good game plan. Raiders just put up 30 on them and probably could have put up 40. All right? I don't want to hear that, Shanahan. I need you to take out all this offensive frustration out on the Rams tonight. And it's not going to be an easy game. I have a feeling this is not going to be the blowout we think it is for the 49ers. Because we're jaded. Our minds are jaded. Last Monday Night Football at Levi's, you needed to win in the worst way, and you blew out the Rams. Remember, I think it was Phil Mickelson on the Manning cast, too. And he was a big Rams fan. And they just got absolutely destroyed. So there's a lot of matchups tonight I am very intrigued with. And I think I'm going to be looking at mostly is that offense. It's just score points. Get in the red zone. Score. Last week, it was just too many one step forward, two steps back kind of game plan. Get that run game established. Get Jeff Wilson Jr. out in space. Shout out fantasy. And get this 49ers offensive line dominating at the next level. Get that defense tired. That was the recipe for success in that blowout last year, and most of the time under Shanny. It's just getting that run, is that running game going. You know? That's what gets defenses tired. That's what's going to get Jalen Ramsey, Bobby Wagner, Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, all these guys tired. Long drives. Keep them out on the field. Then on the flip side, get after the quarterback. This guy's not mobile, Matt Stafford. He's got a banged up elbow. He's old. He's good. Don't get me wrong. He's good. He just won the Super Bowl. The guy's not a scrub. But he is not mobile, and he will make mistakes. He's done it to you guys plenty of times. He will take deep shots that will get picked off. And when the opportunity presents itself, you got to cash in. Because last time, you didn't. Shout out Jaquaski Tartt, NFC Championship game. This time, you need to cash in. Got to win this game. Gotta. Also looking at the flip side for the Rams. Yeah, Cooper Kupp and Allen Robinson. That's a dynamic duo. Niners corners are going to get tested. And that they showed up great last week. That whole defense showed up. They held Judy to nothing. He didn't do anything. Hamler, nothing. That tight end, who I can't even pronounce his last name for the Broncos, didn't do anything. So I'm looking at Mosley. I'm looking at Hufanga. It's going to be an elite matchup. Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson. These guys, elite route runners in this league. And McVay's going to get them open. It's about limiting those huge shots. Those 30 to 40 yard chunks. Can't have that. Give them all the underneath stuff. 5, 4, 3 yards. Okay, we can live with that. But avoid the big plays. Because I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of quick stuff. Especially with this 49ers D-line. They're going to get pressured down quick on Stafford. The Rams running game, I'd be shocked if that did well tonight. And that was something that the Broncos were able to do a little bit last week. Obviously, Russ helped with that scrambling, but it seems like the Rams whiffed on Cam Akers. I don't know where that guy is. He's on a milk carton somewhere. Henderson's solid. He's good. But he's not an elite guy. He's not a Nick Chubb. He's not a Derrick Henry. You know, a Christian McCaffrey, if you will. So that's an area of the football that you gotta have it if you're the 49ers defense. You gotta. Like I said earlier, if you want to weigh in, it's 888-957-9570. It's 888-957-9570. That's also the Comcast Business text line. Ooh, 707. I didn't wake up early enough to get Alvin Kamara out of my lineup. Tough. That happened for a lot of people yesterday. Alvin Kamara, obviously running back for the New Orleans Saints. Late scratch. That was tough. Played in London. If you're on the West Coast, at 6 o'clock here. Early. That's tough. Got to have that 5:50 alarm, though. Come on. Got to want it, 7:07. Something, it's like the SEC. You know, just, what is that saying? It just matters more for college football. Fantasy football in your life has got to matter more. Got to set that alarm, coach. Got to set it. He lost by less than 2 points and got Jeff Wilson Jr. sitting on the bench. That is brutal. The only thing that you can root for at that point is if Jeff Wilson Jr. gets like 1 point, then you won't feel as bad. That's usually what I do. It's like, well, we're going to lose anyways. It's fine. But if Jeff Wilson Jr. goes off, which he could have a good game tonight, like 15, 20 points, that's tough. It's very, very tough. I am Joe Spadoni. This is the pregame show. And we are live and local on 95.7 The Game all day. You don't want to go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We got Bonte and Shasky coming up. They're going to get you fired up for this game. And then live from the Hilton in Santa Clara all day, you got Willard Dibbs, Steiny Goo, Damon and Ratto, all leading up to kickoff. We'll do the pregame show. Then after that, after the game's over, it'll go anywhere. You got Kyle Madsen and E-Dog, Evan Giddings in overtime. Come on. Can't miss out on that. And they will have a lot to break down to this game. Because either the Niners are going to be in first place or last place. Or middle place if they tie. But no one wants that. No one wants a tie. Get out of here. Almost had one yesterday. Another one. Packers-Patriots. What a weird game. I don't know how I took the Packers at -9.5 points. Brutal. What was I thinking? Dibs was on that one. Shout out Spread Formation. Willard and Dibs. All the picks every week. Follow your boy on Twitter at Spadoni underscore Joe. Did not have a good week. Did not have a good week. I don't think Vegas had a good week either. A lot of public money won this weekend. Comcast Business Text Line, 650. Kamara burned me and I still won by 50.54. Whoo! Watch out for those point adjustments. Those will get you. Not over yet, BG from Roner Park. Not over just yet. Comcast Business Text Line, 650. Kittle's going to be the key to a Niner victory. He must be involved. Go Niners. I think so, too. I'm expecting a big game from George Kittle. I'm expecting a big game from Deebo Samuel. The bread and butter for this 49ers team, establishing the run, getting these guys open in space, your big receivers, and letting them run. Get that yak. These guys got paid. They need to start producing. Deebo, you got that cheddar. Give me some separation in that running game, man. Get out in space. George Kittle, I'm looking at you not to be a blocker anymore. All right? Show up. Be a wide receiver. Shanahan, call his number. That was the thing that Brian Baldinger, our NFL insider here at 95.7 The Game, an NFL Network analyst. You know Baldy. You love Baldy. He was talking about it last week with Willard and Dibs, saying they're just not calling his number, George Kittle, for whatever reason. You see guys like Kelce, Waller, Andrews. These offenses are scheming these guys open specifically because once they know once they get the ball in their hands, it's tough to bring them down, and they got speed. Now, Kittle, we've seen it all the time. Once he gets the ball in his hands, it takes at least two people to bring him down most of the time. He's a freight train. And he's got the speed to take it to the house. Give me a deep post. And yeah, Shanahan, you're going to have to trust Jimmy Garoppolo. Because you got nothing left at this point. And don't give me the Brock Purdy crap. Got to start trusting Jimmy. And by the way, Jimmy did not do a lot to quell the rumors of what he said on Lipgate. What was it? Your play suck, man. That was what was going around. Didn't deny it. Our guy Jimmy Garoppolo did not deny it. So that relationship seems fun. That's another kind of interesting little quirk to this game. Shanahan and Jimmy on the sidelines together. Let's say things aren't going. Let's say, hypothetically here, 14-0 Rams after first quarter. Jimmy's fumbled the ball. What do you think that sideline's going to look like with Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo? You think Shanahan can go back to what he always does is rip Jimmy on the sideline? I don't think this year's Jimmy's going to take that. I don't think so. I think we could see some yelling back and forth if that's the case. And if so, the cameras will be there and it will be juicy. Everyone's watching tonight. You're the only show in town. It's Monday Night Football. That's what everyone's watching. So I am very interested to see that whole dynamic play out. Not just tonight, just for the rest of the season. It's radio gold. It really is. And Shanahan's got no one to blame for himself for the situation that he's in. But he can do a lot with a win tonight. It's all that matters. Get a win. Don't care how it looks. A win is a win. From the 925 on the Comcast Business text line, watching Mahomes play street ball last night gave me hope Lance can be like that. Man, if Trey Lance is even a third of the quarterback Patrick Mahomes is, you got a good one. That guy is so special. So special. And yes, as a Raider fan, it infuriates me to watch it and give that guy props because he's so damn good. He is the Steph Curry of the NFL. Must see every time he steps on the field. And I hate him. Niner fans, you should hate him too. Guy won a Super Bowl against you. I know you do. I know Shasky hates him. He enjoys in the loathing of Patrick Mahomes. But you hate him because he's so good. Not because he's a bad guy or anything like that. Yeah, his wife is pretty annoying and his little brother is a TikTok just annoyance as well. Very annoying people around him. But I have nothing against Patrick Mahomes. He's got, what, the State Farm commercials, whatever. But he is so skilled. He never gives up on a play. He improvises. He's got the arm. He's got the athleticism. Know when to slide. Know when to take the right hits and when not to. Guy can do it all. And then you had the 45-year-old Tom Brady somehow hanging around in that game still. After his defense just got shellacked. And people riding off the Bucs right now after that loss. Stop it. Stop. We've seen Tom Brady do this before. In fact, we've seen the Kansas City Chiefs blow him out before. Different team, I know. Alex Smith era. But that was what sparked the famous "We're on to Cincinnati" speech, lest you forget. That was a Monday Night Football matchup when they got destroyed. And I think, what was it, Trent Dilfer said, the 49ers are just not good anymore? Oh, well, then they won the Super Bowl. So, don't throw dirt on the old man just yet in Tom Brady. That's all I'm going to say. But the Chiefs, they are good. And they got a big matchup in Kansas City next week on Monday Night Football against the Raiders. Can't wait for that one. But tonight, tonight's the night. Rams 49ers. This is a rivalry game now. I'm officially calling it. This is a rivalry. Yeah, we have the LA, San Francisco dynamic. So there's always that rivalry. But it's not like Clippers-Warriors are a rivalry, you know? It's like, it's not always the case. I was going to make some other baseball comps, like Angels-Giants. I was like, oh, yeah, the Angels kind of won that World Series. Yeah. Oh, but the A's and Dodgers. Yeah, Dodgers beat the A's in the World Series. So, there is a lot of history and a lot of different interleague-type teams there. So, but they even got the Sharks and the Kings. They hate each other, all the playoff history there. And we finally got the playoff taste with the Rams and 49ers last season. It was an exciting game. It really was. And it was a demoralizing loss for Kyle Shanahan. And I need to see that anger and aggression coming out in this 49ers offense and defense. I want this team to play like they haven't forgotten that NFC Championship. Like they just scored 10 freaking points last week. I need the defense to just keep doing what they're doing, though. Fred Warner, Hufanga, Bosa, you guys keep doing what you're doing. Because it's working, all right? It's working. For the 5-1-0, Kyle made his bed. Yes, he did. He made his bed, but he's got to lay in it now. And I think he can. I think he can get a good night's sleep tonight against the Los Angeles Rams. That's not a great metaphor, but you get what I'm saying. Put that white noise on. That Levi's crowd, that'll be the white noise tonight. Put on your nightlight if that's what you need, Kyle. Let's get that run game going. Can we, please? I understand that the loss of Eli Mitchell is tough. But Jeff Wilson Jr. is more than serviceable. But we're going to see how big of a loss Trent Williams is, left tackle. One of the best in the league, future Hall of Famer. I think we're really sleeping on that matchup in this game. Maybe because the 49ers unit is just so much better. I shouldn't say so much, but it's better. And that Rams O-line is just not good. But I think we're sleeping a little bit on that Rams D-line against the Niners O-line just because of what we've seen in the past. We've seen Shanahan scheme out Aaron Donald. We've just seen it happen. We've seen him disappear. We saw it last year on Monday Night Football. I think that's the game that a lot of us are just looking to. Not the other two previous games in which the 49ers barely won. Probably should have lost. They did lose the NFC Championship game, obviously, but Jimmy Garoppolo did not play well in either of those games until the end in that regular season finale. That was probably the last good Jimmy we've seen, to be honest with you. Because that Green Bay game, yikes. That Cowboys game, not very good. You had Debo pretty much ice that game. And then you had the NFC Championship game at SoFi. We all know what happened. Fumble, game over. Rams in the Super Bowl. So this is a gotta have it, San Francisco 49ers fan. But let me know at 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. It's a Comcast business text line as well if you want to get involved. What are your keys to tonight's game? What are the matchups you're looking for specifically? That's what I want to know. What are the matchups in this game that you're looking at? Is it a specific player? Is it Nick Bosa? Is it Hufanga? Is it Debo Samuel, George Kittle? Hell, is it Jimmy Garoppolo? You just need to see something from this guy. There's a lot of fun matchups in this game that we're going to still break down. We got a lot to get to still here on the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni. As always, it is 888-957-9570. Comcast Business Text Line, 888-957-9570. It's a must win from the 415. On the Comcast Business Text Line. Must win, especially at 1-2. Not quite. It's a gotta have it, as Dibs likes to say. It's a gotta have it game. Because if you fall to 1-3, yeah, you're last place. But then you're just one game, one win away again from being, you know, 2-3. And it's like, okay. All right. I just want this team to hover around 500 right now. Give yourself 2/3 of the season. Hover around 500 and make that late push. Because the NFC is just not very good. I went through the teams and the quarterbacks earlier. There's just a lot of bad teams out there. And this happens in the NFL. You know, they just go through these lulls where you look at the AFC and how stacked all those quarterbacks are and how good those teams are. And just look at a game like Buffalo and Baltimore yesterday. Just so much elite play. I saw this scramble from Lamar Jackson. That was just sick. I feel like it should have been sacked 3 times, picked. By the way, John Harbaugh, what are you doing? Save that for later, but man, you just look at some of the quarterback play. Lamar, Josh Allen. What a win. What a comeback win for that Buffalo Bills team. Thought they were done. But then you just look at the NFC. Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray. Yuck. Now I'll give Geno his props. Geno hasn't looked bad. In fact, I think I saw a crazy stat that his numbers might be a little better than Russell Wilson so far this season, and that is hilarious. All right, 888-957-9570. If you want to weigh in on the phone or the Comcast business text line, it is 888-957-9570. We are going to get up into some of these matchups coming up after the break, specifically Cooper Kupp against this Niners secondary. Plus, a team got off the schneid in the NFL over the weekend. I'm going to spend a couple minutes talking about that. It is 95.7 Game. This is the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni on 95.7 The Game. Yes, it is the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. I am Joe Spadoni. Welcome in. 49ers, Rams, Monday Night Football tonight, Levi Stadium. All the action right here on 95.7 The Game. We got it all day. Bonte and Shasky, they're coming up in T-minus 28 minutes, 15 seconds. They'll be up here. They'll be in here talking about the game. They're excited. And then they're going to hand it off to Willard and Dibs, who are at the Hilton in Santa Clara, getting it all fired up. And we got all the action. Steiny and Goo, Damon and Rattle, they'll all be at the Hilton in Santa Clara as well. So it's going to be fun. It's just going to be a fun vibe. And I hope it's a fun vibe for the 49er fans heading out to Levi's tonight. I hope we get a win. Man. Loss would be brutal. Just after last week, not scoring enough, 10 freaking points against Russell Wilson. Then you got Sean McVay, those khakis, the beard, that whole combo. Matt Stafford, the guy you probably could have had, but didn't get, the team you lost to in the NFC Championship. There's a lot of revenge factors going on in this game. A lot. And I know it's not the coaches don't play each other and the quarterbacks don't play each other, all that sort of stuff. But this is a really huge game in week four of the NFL season. It's just so, that's just why football's king and always will be king. It's these kind of matchups early on in the season. I mean, it's week four. Let's relax, Joe. But no, I'm not going to relax. You fall to 1-3, you're not looking great. And yeah, you can play the schedule game if you want early. I get it. But you lose to the Rams, you got problems. You got problems. And you knew that when you headed into the season. And then Trey Lance got...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1-50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Got hurt. You got Jimmy Garoppolo. Problems galore. Another big problem is a guy named Aaron Donald. But he hasn't been the huge problem for Kyle Shanahan in the regular season like some other players I could think of. Right? Like, why do I feel like I'm more afraid of Bobby Wagner on that defense than Aaron Donald? Just because I've saw what Bobby Wagner has done throughout his career with the Seahawks. Now, both are obviously all pro, future Hall of Famers, all that. But there's something about Bobby Wagner against Jimmy Garoppolo. He just sees him well. And it's going to be a chess match the entire night between the Niners defense, Niners offense, Rams defense, Rams offense, all that sort of stuff. And that's why it's so fun. You got the rivalry with Shanahan and McVay that goes way back to their days when they were on the staff together in Washington. You got the LA Bay Area rivalry, just the natural rivalry. You got the Stafford angle to it. Jimmy Garoppolo, what's going on with him? Lipgate. Can silence a lot of doubters right now. Not all of them, because you're still going to be 2-2 if you win this game, but you get the heat off of you for a week at least. A little heat off. You lose this game, that heat's going to go to 10,000 degrees. Questions are going to be asked in the locker room. Leadership questions are already getting questioned. Shanahan's already getting his leadership questioned this season. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's not happy. That whole dynamic. So a win tonight for the San Francisco 49ers can quiet the storm for a little bit. Just for a little bit. 888-957-9570 if you want to get involved. That's also the Comcast Business text line. From the 707, no Jimmy Ward tonight. I want to see how Hufanga holds up against these Rams tight ends. His first real test in coverage. I want to say his first real test. He's been a baller all season. That Broncos team is no slouch. They got offensive weaponry, and they held him to 11 points. They should have won that game. That defense did enough to win that game. Higbee's a good tight end. Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, those guys are legit. He's going to have his work cut out for him. Specifically, that's Cooper Kupp. This guy. And I like how I hear all the superlatives still about Cooper Kupp. He's like, what was it? First game of the year. It was Collinsworth. It was Bills at SoFi. Obviously, it's the first game of the year, so they got the Super Bowl champions. You got the Bills. They're a fun team. And Chris Collinsworth, after Cooper Kupp has this amazing catch. You know, there's just nothing physically special about this guy, but he does this. I was like, let's relax. Cooper Kupp's like 6'3", okay? He's fast. Can we stop with the white guy superlatives? He's not built like all of us. He's not built like a normal person. Cooper Kupp is an amazing athlete. He's good. All right. Let's stop sleeping on the guy. I mean, the guy who just won Super Bowl MVP. Thought it should have been Donald, but that's fine. But that's just one of the matchups I'm looking for. That's just one of them. The most important one of the night, I think, no matter what, is this Niners offense scoring points. That's what it always comes down to. How will this team execute in the red zone? What is Shanahan going to do on 4th-and-1 when he has it at his own? Check that. The Rams 42. Are we going to see aggressive Shanny tonight? Because that's something we see early usually with Kyle Shanahan. It's like, okay, you want to make a statement tonight in front of all your fans? Go for it early. Take a deep shot. Let's let the trickeration happen. That's something historically he's done against the Rams and Sean McVay. From the 925 Comcast Business Text Line, I don't want to hear anything about ownage over the Rams after last year. I get it. Regular season ownage. That's all I'm going to say. They have. That's the thing. Sean McVay hasn't won in Santa Clara since 2018. You know who was on those teams? Malcolm Brown and Todd Gurley. That's how long it's been. Todd Gurley seems like hasn't been in the league for a decade now, which is crazy because that guy stormed onto the scene and I thought he was going to be so good. Had the knee problems. That's the NFL. Life of running back. See you later. But this is what the fan base expects. Whether it's fair or not, Kyle Shanahan has owned Sean McVay and 49ers fans expecting a win tonight. They are expecting a win. And I don't blame them. You should win this game. The Rams aren't that, they're not better than you. Maybe the only part that they are is the quarterback. I get it. Huge part of the game, Joe, obviously. But I'm looking at all the other aspects. I'm just looking at that offense against that Rams defense. You should win that matchup. And I know the unit that's better, that is the best tonight between the two teams, is that defense. The 49ers defense is better than the Rams defense. They just are. And after what I saw last night with the Chiefs and how they dismantled the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this might be the best defense in the league. I think it is. And they need to show out tonight. I need 49er fans to show out tonight, too, in Santa Clara and Levi's. But it's Monday Night Football. And I think this is the Monday Night Football you grew up with. It's not that, we got Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarlane. All due respect to those guys. They don't bring the juice like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman do. They don't. This game has meaning again. You're going to hear that music. And you're going to be excited. As soon as that music hits. Where is that? You're going to come back with that bed. It's one of the all-timers. I still think the Sunday Night Football music hits you a little different. But with that Monday Night Football, it just brings back memories of when you were a kid, right? I mean, when I was in high school, it was Gruden and Tirico on the call. I'm sure it was different way back in some other days, but man. Buck and Aikman, doesn't get better than that. It doesn't get better than listening to all the coverage here on 95.7 The Game either, because we got it all. We got Bonte and Shassi coming up. We got one more segment for you here before they take it over. They're going to hand it to Willard and Dibs, who are at the Hilton in Santa Clara. Steiny and Goo, Damon and Ratto, they're all going to be at the Hilton in Santa Clara as well, leading you up to the game. After the game, you got Kyle Madsen, E-Dog, Evan Giddings on overtime. They'll take all your calls. They'll be your therapists if you need it. Or they'll be your hype man. It's going to be one or the other. Don't sleep on the tie, though. It's always an option. Just kidding. But one more segment here for you on the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni. This is 95.7 The Game. 49ers Rams tonight. Monday Night Football. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
I am Joe Spadoni here on 95.7 The Game. One more segment here for you before I toss it to Bonte and Shasky. They're fired up. Talking about week four of the NFL season, what went down yesterday. Tonight's game, 49ers, Rams, Monday Night Football. We got all the coverage here on 95.7 The Game. Bonte and Shasky, they're going to toss it to Willard and Dibs later, who are live at the Hilton in Santa Clara, followed by Steiny and Goo, Damon Ratto. They'll all be live from the Hilton at Santa Clara. Damon and Ratto doing the pregame show. Then obviously postgame. You want to go here. You got Kyle Madsen, Evan Giddings. Come on, E-Dog in the building. They'll take all your calls. They'll be your therapists. They'll be your hype men. One way or the other. It's an exciting game. It's an exciting matchup. Exciting week in sports. It's football. What more can you say? It's all you need in life right now. NFL football. May have your other stuff, your personal things. May have problems at home. School not going well early in the semester. Tap on Monday Night Football. Have a cold one. Go have some. Get some Wingstop. Go get some wings. Just chill. Relax. Listen to Joe Buck, Troy Aikman. ESPN. It's going to be a fun matchup. I'm excited. Can't wait. Monday Night Football is always a little extra special, too, because it's the only game that everyone's watching, right? Sunday Night Football, yeah, it's the last game of the day. So, usually the sexier matchup. Last night, he had Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Bucks, Chiefs, obviously. But he's still got, people are getting ready for school or work in the morning, so they hit the snooze button, get in their routine a little earlier. Not Monday. Monday night, you'd already started your routine. Everyone's watching you. Shoot, you got two broadcasts. You got the Manning cast, you got the regular broadcast. I might pop on the Manning cast, but usually when it's your team, you never want to pop on the Manning cast, It's just too much at stake. I don't need Eli and Peyton, messing around with Ice Cube or Kevin Hart. I don't need that. I need to focus. That's me. I am the ultimate fan that loves to hate my team when I hate watch them. It's something I got from my dad, unfortunately. I hate watch my team. Always think something bad's going to happen. Who else out there does that? Does anyone else hate watch their team like I do? Let me know. 888-957-9570 at the Comcast Business Text Line. I want to know your matchups that you're looking forward to tonight between the Rams and 49ers. What's that one matchup that you think can turn the tide in favor of the 49ers? Or one matchup that you're worried about if you're a 49ers fan? Let me know. 888-957-9570. 408, Comcast Business Text Line. What are the Niners going to do with Cooper Kupp? Cupper Coop. I see what you did that. I see what you did there. Shout out Low Neal. I'll find that drop. It's an all-timer from Lolo. Cupper Coop. I remember when he said that. I was like, did he just say that? Did he mean Cooper Kupp? Lolo. I'll find it here. But what are they going to do? Do what you've been doing all year with this defense, man. Mosley, Hufanga, all these guys, secondary, Fred Warner. Be physical. Hit these guys in the mouth. Hit them. D'Amico Ryans, looking for him to have a huge game. Because he had a big games against them last year, obviously in Monday Night Football. Then you look back, last week of the season last year, SoFi Stadium. He put on a defensive clinic in that second half. And then the NFC Championship. This defense has played the Rams so well, and they have stymied Sean McVay. And the defense has deserved wins. The NFC Championship, they deserve the win. The defense. Now, the Jaquaski Tart drop pick hurt. But it's the offense that lets this Niners team down more often than not. It's the offense. 408, you ain't going to find squat. You got no drops, playa. I got drops. All right? I got my soundboard here with me. I just can't find the drop. See? I can prove that I have drops right here. 408.
I want Iguodala.
That just doesn't make sense for what we're talking about, but I got drops. 510 Comcast Business Text Line. Bosa, over under 1.5 sacks. I'll go over. Bosa's one of those guys that shows up when the lights are brightest. I'm going to go 2 sacks for Nick Bosa against that offensive line. Here's the drop.
They can't stop Cooper Kupp.
Got it. They're going to have to stop him tonight, Lolo. They're going to have to. Can't let Cooper Kupp. That's one of the keys for me. Can't let him go over 100 yards. And I don't think that's going to happen. Don't sleep on Higbee, the tight end. He usually likes to get his quick 10 to 15 yard pops here and there. But get pressure on Stafford. Good things are going to happen. This running defense for the 49ers, I think they're going to stand up today. Cam Akers for the Rams. He's on a milk carton somewhere. He's gone. I don't know. He's lost favor. Something weird's going on there. I don't know. Maybe he's just a bust. Daryl Henderson, he's solid. He can play out of the backfield. He can catch some balls here and there. It's just so crazy to think about the Rams. They had Todd Gurley and Jared Goff. You just go back to that Monday Night Football matchup when they were at the Coliseum against the Chiefs a few years back. It was like, what, 50 to 55, something ridiculous. Just so high scoring. Goff, Mahomes, they were just going back and forth. I think the Rams were wearing those hideous banana uniforms. It was just all yellow. Hate those. Just go back to the traditional. They did this weird thing again last year. Or was it 2 years ago? I don't know. With like the gradient shape. Stop. Just go back to your throwbacks. The Kurt Warner ones in the early days. When they won that Super Bowl in St. Louis. Go back to those. They're classic. They're nice. And that goes for the 49ers, too, who are going to be wearing their throwbacks. Can you just make that permanent? If your throwback is better than what your current jersey is, just make that permanent. I don't know why more teams don't do that. Better than the NBA, though, which has 50 bajillion types of jersey matchups and combinations. Can't stand that. Can't stand it. It's cool to have, like, a Christmas Day, obviously Martin Luther King ones, all this other, like, certain holidays, that's fine. I don't need 10 other alternates. I don't. Shout out to Golden State Warriors, though. They're back. A little quick trip in Japan. That looked fun. Saw Klay Thompson and Steph Curry doing some sumo wrestling. Not winning, obviously. So before you know it, Golden State Warriors basketball is going to be here. And man, it's the most wonderful time of the year, ladies and gentlemen. Football, basketball, October baseball is going to come around. Giants officially eliminated, by the way, unfortunately. They lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks on Saturday, which they needed to win out. Doesn't matter. Phillies won. So, RIP to the 2022 San Francisco Giants. We are not going to miss you. But tonight, it's 49ers-Rams. Levi's Stadium, Monday Night Football. We got all the action here on 95.7 The Game. Bonte and Shasky, they'll be in here soon. Hilton, Santa Clara, that's where you want to be at today, 49ers fans, if you can. Go stop by. Willard and Dibs are going to be there. Steiny Goo, Damon Ratto. You want to go see Lovell Ray Ratto, see what kind of sweater he's wearing, what kind of weird AAA NHL affiliate shirt he's going to be wearing. Go tell him what's up. He's a nice guy. He just looks surly. He says hi back to me every morning when he walks by. I say, hey, Ray. And his typical Ray ration, hello. There you go. He doesn't like my English Premier League takes, though. We're 408. Hey, Joe, shout out the Raiders. Comcast Business Excellent. Shout out the Raiders. They finally got off the schneid. They got a win. I mentioned it earlier. These 49ers losses to the Bears and Broncos did not look great yesterday. They didn't look great at the time, but especially yesterday. The Raiders could have put up 40 on that Broncos defense. Probably should have. They stalled out in the red zone so many times and settled for field goals. And then the Chicago Bears, just that offense is just so bad. Oh my goodness. The New York Giants won. They improved to 3-1. Danny Dimes. Can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. Final predictions here as we wind down here on the pregame show. 49ers, Rams. I like the Niners tonight. I just think they find a way to get it done. They need this game. They're desperate. I think they're more desperate than the Rams. I'm looking somewhere 28-21. Touchdown win. Something boring, but yeah. Let's go 28. Check that. 28-24. There's a field goal in there somewhere. There you go. 925 Comcast Business Text Line. I miss that Kaepernick feeling when we knew he's going to tear up any team on Sunday. Prime Cap was fun. That was a moment. I felt like it was gone too quickly, but that was fun. Just think about that. The wild card matchup at the stick between the Packers and them, and he just ran, 150 yards, something ridiculous. Buck and Aikman were on the call there, too, for Fox. Oh, 925. No Bonte, no Ernie at the Hilton. Oh, come on. Yeah, Ray Ratto there. Come on, Ernie. Ernie and Concord, we love you. Always hooking up with the likes on Twitter. He knows what's up. I'm going to hop on out of here. Give way to Bonte and Chasky. Yes, they're in the studio today, but you can always see them on Twitch and YouTube. Come on. Maybe I'll get Twitch and YouTube up in here for me one day. It's a lot. I'm here solo dolo. But maybe we'll get you guys can see my beautiful mug here, 95.7 The Game. It's 49ers Rams, Monday Night Football. We got all the action for you here on 95.7 The Game. Bonte Shasky, Willard and Dibs, Steiny and Guru, Damon and Ratto. Those three shows are going to be live from the Hilton in Santa Clara. Bonte and Chasky, they're coming up next, right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.